Well, everybody, welcome back to On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We are answering your phone calls at 844-220-0965, and we are live out at the Shred event. Joe, where are you today?
We are live. Gary Abley and I are here to take your questions, but right now the entire CFG staff and associates are out here in the beautiful sunshine at 1111 Douglas Avenue, right just south of 434 in Altamont Springs. We're doing an annual Shred event where we encourage our listeners to come by, bring a couple of boxes. If you have that stuff that you've been saving all year long, you didn't want to get in the wrong hands, we are here. And you can shred it for absolutely free. See it shredded right before your eyes. One of those big shred trucks we have. And got coffee and donuts. You can also register for two tickets to win two tickets for the upcoming Springs concert on May the 4th in the Springs community. We'll give you more information about that. But nevertheless, Gary and I are here to take your phone calls, as we do every Saturday morning, talking about things that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances, as they might relate to questions that you have about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, long-term health care, annuities, life insurance, reverse mortgages, all that and more. We like to say this is the only radio show in Central Florida hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner professionals. It's what we do day in and day out at Certified Financial Group for a fee, but on Saturday morning, Gary and I are here for free. This is not a one-hour infomercial to tell you about our company. We are here to help you. So the good news for you, I think, Kyle, the lines are probably wide open, so if anybody has any questions that's been on their mind, in fact, you don't even have to use your real name. All you have to do is pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. The text machine's also up and running as well at 21232. And you'd be surprised if the lines are wide open. We actually have some people on. We're going to get their information and answer them on the other side. But in case anybody has never heard of the Shred event out there at the Certified Financial Group, Joe, what can we bring, how much can we bring it, and how much does it cost?
Well, I'm going to flip this over to Gary Abley.
So we are shredding today, and you can bring two banker boxes full of stuff you need to get rid of, and we are going to be here till 11 o'clock.
No, 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock. 12 o'clock. Well, we've expanded. We're going to be here. You got an extra hour. All right. So we're going to be here till noon today, shredding all the things you want to get rid of. And I get asked a lot as a CPA just how many years of tax records we need to keep. And as a general rule of thumb, I like you to keep your current year plus three prior years. So we're in 2019, so I'd like you to keep 18, 17, and 16. However, Joe, you have an idea too, I'm sure. We need to make sure we keep all of our records to support things such as our cost basis,
yes,
in shares of stock that we may own and sell later. Now, cost basis simply is a fancy word for what do we pay for a mutual fund or stock. And if we bought that a long, long time ago, before the IRS required these companies to keep these records for us, the only way we're going to be able to calculate what our gain or loss is if we have those prior records. So some records you just can't shred.
Right. However, in most cases, if you look at your statements that you get from the custodian who holds those assets,
right,
they will have a cost basis. So if there's, this is a good time to pull out the statements, take a
excellent
look. If the cost basis column is empty, that means that you've got some digging to do, and maybe
right,
you want to find out what those shares. Another way to think of cost basis, though, is don't forget you get a step up in basis when somebody passes away.
That's right.
So
that's right. Well, so sometimes we have, you know, older clients who are looking to.
Sometimes we have older clients. All the time.
Well, we have a lot of older clients. All right. So,
and we love them all.
Yes, we do. So many times you're doing some estate planning and the children are involved in that, and we're talking to a client. Maybe they have this mutual fund they've owned for years and years and years, and there's a huge gain in it. And maybe the fund isn't performing quite as well as it used to. And, you know, they might say, well, shall we sell this fund? And that's when it gets a little tricky because, as Joe just mentioned, if you wait to give the assets upon your death, then you will get a step up to fair market value as of the date of death or 6 months later.
And what happens when they get a step up in value?
Well, when the heirs get that security, they don't have to pay any gain on that particular.
So if grandma originally invested $1,000 in Apple 15 years ago and it's worth $500,000 today, if grandma sold the stock while she was alive, she'd have capital gains of $499,000.
Exactly.
However, if I inherit the $500,000 when grandma passes on, the next day I could sell it and pay what?
Zero.
I like it.
In taxes.
Let's
yes
do it. Oh, no, grandma, don't pass
away. No, don't pass away.
Oh, that was me.
No, but
that,
That was shut
yes.
down.
Yes.
Well, you know, I got the tax hat on. I'm not going to tell you.
All right, well, we have a phone caller here. We want to get to it before the latest news, weather, and traffic here because our phone lines are extremely busy. 844-220-0965. Amber in Palm Bay. Amber, you're on the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, Amber.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's
great.
Me and my husband are both working full-time. We both maxed out our 401k, and we own a home. How can we reduce any tax liability that we're going to have?
Okay, let me back up just a second. You say you're maxing out your 401k. How old are you, first of all?
I'm 15. My husband's 47.
Okay, and how much are you putting into your 401k?
I'm putting in like $22,000, and he's putting in the $18,500.
Okay, so this year it's 19. And are you one of you is over or 50 or older, and you would have a catch-up that you could do for an additional $6,000 this year.
Right.
So So
that's our question is, other than our 401k, which we're maxing out, and the mortgage interest on our house, what else can we do to reduce our tax liability?
Well, investing tax efficiently is one way. So oftentimes investments outside of a retirement account, we find that individuals are putting their fixed income mutual funds outside the retirement account and investing into stock mutual funds in retirement accounts. And of course that's not very tax efficient because everything that those fixed income funds spit off is going to be taxed at ordinary taxes versus mutual funds that invest in stocks. You can receive favorable long-term capital gains treatments. Now, sometimes, and I'm not going to ask your income on the air, but sometimes if your income is low enough, you're also able to contribute to an IRA on top of the 401k and get a deduction. But, you know, again, not talking income, you'll want to check with your accountant to see if you're eligible to do both the 401k and the IRA contribution.
Yeah, the old days of having tax shelters is pretty much out the window for
they
the
are,
most part.
Yes.
Back in the day, you could invest a dollar, write off $3, and
right.
Those days are pretty much gone.
Well, I was reading, I think it's only maybe 16 million people or so can now itemize versus I think it was something like 46
right.
million before
right.
the tax law.
Right.
So even that mortgage interest isn't as useful. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a $24,000 standard deduction now. And a lot of people don't owe that much on a home to make that worthwhile.
Well, guys, if they have some follow-up questions, what's the best number to reach you at during the week?
407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTORS if you're executing a legal document.
All right. So we will continue live from the Shrine event at the Certified Financial Group coming up right after the latest news, weather, and traffic right here on News 96.5 WDBO. And welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO, the show where we help you get to that retirement finish line. We are taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965 with the Certified Planning Professionals at the Certified Financial Group, and they are live at their office today for the Shred event. Joe, where are you today?
We are live. Gary Abley and I are here this morning taking your questions, of course, on the air, but in the meantime, we're sitting out here in our wonderful, beautiful parking lot with the entire staff and Certified Financial Planner Professionals that work with Gary and me every day at CFG. We're doing our annual Shred event. We're trying to think, Kyle, how many years we've been doing this. It's 7, 8 years. We were talking with Joanna this morning. We can't remember. But anyway, it's an opportunity for you to bring by stuff that you've been accumulating all year long and you want to shred it safely. You can bring it by. Bring by up to 2 banker's boxes, and we will shred it right before your eyes in one of those big shredder trucks. And we're going to offer you coffee and donuts and all kinds of stuff. And you can also register for 2 tickets to the upcoming Springs concert, which will be May the 4th at the Springs Community in Longwood. And we'll give you more information as that goes. But in the meantime, Gary is here to take your questions, things that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances, as you might have questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, long-term health care, IRAs, annuities, life insurance, health savings accounts. And Gary Abley, in addition to being a certified financial planner professional, is also a CPA. And it's that time of year people have questions about your taxes. So don't throw him any. He's rolling his eyes because, you know, there's always that information that you don't know off the top of your head. But Gary's pretty good. In fact, he's excellent. So if you have any questions on anything that's on your mind, we encourage you to call. And the numbers are, Kyle?
844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. 1-800-259-9965. We also have the text machine up and running as well at 21232. That is 21232. Yeah, you know, the Shred event, it's amazing how long you guys have been doing it. And I remember when you came up with the idea, and it's just a great idea because we have all these things we don't need to keep anymore. And now with online and everything can steal your information and identity theft, it's really important. So it's a great service you guys have out there.
Well, we know about it because this is something we do as a regular practice in our office and in our business. We have a Shred locked up Shred box that we put all that secure information in, and every week the Shred truck comes up and pulls it out and shreds it right before our eyes, so as to ensure that our clients' information is safe and secure. So we're giving you the opportunity today, absolutely no cost, to come by 1111 Douglas Avenue in Altamont Springs, just south of 434. If you're familiar with the area, we are just south of the SunTrust Bank building, and you'll see the WDBO truck out there on the lawn, and you can come on by and say hello to Gary and me and the rest of the crew.
All right, let's get to our busy phone lines here. Bob in Orlando. Bob, you're up next for the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey,
what's up?
I'm interested in knowing about Social Security, going on retirement, the number not to exceed, otherwise you have to pay back or a penalty of some kind. I went on retirement June of last year, and I don't know when that number starts over. Does it refresh in January, or does it refresh on my retirement date?
It refreshes every year. How old are you?
I'm 64. June, I'll be 65.
Okay. All right. So any time that you are taking Social Security early before reaching full retirement age, and for most people, full retirement age is going to be 66 or 67, so below full retirement age, there's going to be a $1 reduction for every $2 that you earn above $17,640. Now, once you hit full retirement age, there's going to be a one for $3 above $46,920 prior to attaining full retirement age. So, in other words, once you hit full retirement age, there is no discount whatsoever. And a lot of people think that that's a penalty that they never get back. And the reality is, if you do take Social Security early and you do have that reduction, later on, when you will get that money back. It's just a temporary reduction. But in general, if you're working, we typically would say most people won't need the Social Security. So we would recommend not starting it until full retirement age or potentially later. Now, why would you want to be later, Joe?
Well, because if every year you delay, you get an 8% credit or increase in the benefit, including cost of living, plus cost of living on top of that. So every year you can delay drawing Social Security. It's one of the things we look at a great deal when we do financial planning, retirement planning for clients, because we want to maximize what we think is that guaranteed income as opposed to relying on your investments, which, of course, fluctuate. And when we do financial planning, we take a real hard look at how long can we defer Social Security. Now, there's reasons why you may want to take it early.
Well, that's right. And I like the acronym MATH, M-A-T-H. And the H stands for healthy. If you're healthy, and the A stands for if you can afford to defer. So my general rule for clients is if you are both healthy and you can afford to defer, why not? You can afford it, and you're basically setting yourself for a higher annuity amount later on in life. Now, the other attributes would be taxes, which we just talked about. You know, there's going to be that reduction if you take it before full retirement age. And even taxes while you're prior to the maximum of age 70. At age 70, it doesn't make sense to defer because that's your maximum, right? You can't get any more than that.
Right.
But the M in that acronym stands for market. So, for example, if I were in the middle of 2008, and a client is drawing out $3,000 or $4,000 a month from their retirement account, I might say, you know, the retirement accounts are a little bit lower. This might be a good time to start Social Security so we can have those assets recover. And sure enough, they did recover, and as they always have.
Right.
So really, in general, if you're healthy and you can afford to defer, unless you're in an extreme market situation where it might make sense to turn it on early. Right. You see any other thoughts?
No, that's about it. So, but once again, what you're pointing out, Gary, is that every situation is unique.
That's
There's
right.
no cookie-cutter process or answer for everybody. And that's why we encourage our listeners and our clients to do financial planning. It's what we do as a Certified Financial Group for a fee on Monday through Friday. We offer you a complimentary consultation and just pick up the phone. Or go better yet, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. financialgroup.com.
Now, one more question.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but...
No, it's okay.
You mentioned full retirement could be 66, 67.
Right.
How do I determine my full retirement age?
So if you log on to SSA.gov, you can start an account right online. You'll have to answer some security questions, and you'll be able to print out your benefit estimate, and that will tell you your full retirement age. It'll also tell you how much you will get at full retirement age, how much you'll get at age 70, and how much you would get if you took it earlier. So, in other words, right now at age 64
right.
for you.
And if you go to SSA. Go ahead, Bob.
Will it also tell me my limit of how much I can make during the year and still pull retirement?
No, it won't tell you that. But there is no limit as to how much you can make. In other words, it's just if you make above that number, 46,920, you know, then there'll be a reduction, a dollar for every $3. And then the other number is prior to full retirement age, a dollar for every $2 above 17,640. So there is a reduction, and again, it's not a permanent reduction. Later
right.
on, when you are fully retired, you'll get that back.
I see.
Does that help you, Bob?
That helps me out. So does that 17,000 is that limit by half since I started in June?
So if you have earned that much so far, then it's when you turn it on. But I think it's going to be based on your, you won't get a limit for anything obviously in the past because you haven't started it, but it will be based on your annualized income.
Oh, okay.
So in other words, if you're starting it in June, then, you know, and if you, depending on what you've earned, there will be a deduction starting in July.
I see. Okay.
You know, something I've mentioned to you and to all of our listeners is we do have a software available where we just need a few things from our listeners, their full retirement amount from SSA.gov, their spouses, and then we have something called Social Security Analyzer that will give you the best approach under different circumstances. So, for example, if you want to say, assume I live to 85, you know, we can run a scenario for you then and under various scenarios. So it's pretty useful, too, as an analysis of when should you turn it on or not.
But everybody's situation is unique, Bob.
Yes.
That's why we encourage people to do planning, because you're making lifetime decisions, and we have seen where you make a mistake and it costs you $100,000.
Well, that's right. You used to be able to change it, right?
Yes.
You used to be able to pay back Social Security what you had taken because
right.
you made a goof, and now
right.
can't do that.
Nope, they lock you in.
They lock you in.
Appreciate the call, Bob. Thank you very much.
All right, Bob. If you want Bob's line, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Let's go to line 3. Talk to Buck in Kissimmee. Buck, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Yes, sir. At the opening of the 9 o'clock hour, you said you were making a statement regarding Social Security and how you can draw a portion of your spouse's and so on and so forth. I've spoken to two Social Security experts, and I passed it on to my financial advisor, and he didn't believe it until he researched it himself. But there is a maximum household income you can draw on Social Security.
Right. That's
now,
correct.
It has gone up through the years, but there is a maximum. Well, but see, it's kind of deceptive in the way you presented it, in that you don't express that. You say the two of you combined could be drawing $5,000 a year. Well, it's the maximum household.
Well, hold it. You said $5,000 a year?
You presented $4,900.
Okay, all right. Per month?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
$4,900 per month, but if the maximum
right.
household Social Security income is only $4,000, and this is just hypothetical, then you're saying they could get $900 more a month, which they cannot do.
No, they could only get what they're entitled to.
No, I understand
but
combined income of Social Security in a household, there's a maximum.
That's correct. And the maximum is $4,900.
Yeah.
I don't believe so. Not the last I was told.
No,
you may be right, but I'm just saying there is a top income for Social Security that can be received in a household.
That's correct. It's based, once again, on your highest 35 years of earnings adjusted for inflation. And the maximum benefit per individual retiring today is, what, $2,500 a month, $2,573, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, because at age 70, it's around $3,500 a month.
Right,
If, you know, it adjusts for inflation each year.
And may I ask a question on top of that? I know I didn't present this, but the question is, if I were to quit, if I were to retire this next year at the age of 60, and I have two pensions, I'm not going to collect my Social Security, of course, I can't until I'm 62. Is there any benefit to my waylaying Social Security receiving until, say, 66 or 67? There truly
there's a huge benefit. No, there's a huge benefit.
Pardon
if you
me?
Don't need the, there is a huge benefit. If you don't need the income and you start taking a 62, you get a 25% reduction as to what you would have been available for retirement age, and that's lifetime. That's a lifetime reduction, and that reduction carries over to your spouse. If you were the bigger earner, then she would lose out on that when you pass away.
So even though I'm not working, that will still increase, even though I don't collect it until 67.
Oh yes. Yes.
66,
yes.
Rather.
Yes. Here's what you need to do. Go to ssa.gov/estimator, ssa.gov/estimator, and put in, it'll know what your earnings are to date, and then it'll ask you what your future earnings are. And if you put in zeros, you will see the impact of not working for those next 5 or 6 years.
I see. Okay, great. Well, I appreciate your help on that, sir.
You're quite welcome, and thank you for the call.
Thanks, gentlemen.
And enjoy retirement.
Bye-bye.
All right, Buck, thanks so much. If you want Buck's line, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. All right, Stefan, Sam, George, Mary, hang on the line. We will continue to take phone calls live from the Shred event from the Certified Financial Group's office. Joe, if we want to bring a banker's box full of stuff, how am I going to get to you?
Simply come to 1111 Douglas Avenue in Altamont Springs, just south of 434, just south of the SunTrust Bank building there. We are here outside broadcasting live until 11 o'clock, and the shredding event will be going till noon. You can come by and also register for two free tickets for the upcoming Springs concert on May the 4th in the Springs community. For more information about that, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com, and click on events.
Yeah, he said it, folks. We'll be here to 11 o'clock today, special two-hour episode. So if you're looking at your clock going, oh, I'm not going to get my question answered. Nope, we got plenty of time to do it as we have a whole another hour. But right now we pause to get the three big things you need to know.
This is News 96.5 WDBO.
And welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. It's all part of our Ask the Experts weekend. 844-220-0965 is the number to dial us up. And if you have a question for the Certified Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group, who are today broadcasting live from their office as it is their annual Shred event. We'll get that in a minute. The number again, 844-220-0965. Text us your question as well, the 21232. It is a special edition of On the Money. We are going all the way to 11 o'clock, so still plenty of time to get your question answered. So I want to get that out there. But because we are 4 minutes away from the latest news, weather, and traffic, I want to get to Stefan, who's been hanging on quite a long time. Stefan, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Stefan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Nothing up. Morning. I was just trying to figure out if there was a tool to use to calculate the rate of inflation and to so I could figure out what interest rate I need to get via CDs or some sort of account just to stay current. So I know anything above that, you'd be making money. Anything below that, you know, inflation's tearing your money up while it sits in the
Jerome
bank.
Powell,
I wasn't sure if it
was. Jerome Powell, with our Fed chair, would just love such a tool. Unfortunately, there isn't a tool, but I'm going to answer what we use as an inflation rate when we do financial plans. I can tell you I use 3%, and the reason I use 3% is if you're a couple age 65 right now, you have a 1 in 4 chance of one of you living to 97. You have the flip of a coin of one of you living to 92, so that's a long time, right? And so we want to look at what has inflation run the last, say, 50 years, and if we do that, believe it or not, the Consumer Price Index is up about 4% during that time frame. And so if we're in a 2% environment now, but long-term we've had 4%, and we know our deficit keeps going up, I'd rather use 3%, and if we have too much money at the end of our life, well, that's not such a bad thing versus running out.
So the real rate of return is what we plug into the financial plans we do for clients. And what I would typically say is for a moderate portfolio, you want to assume 5-6% perhaps. And with 3% inflation, that's only going to give you a 2-3% real rate of return, which is not so great. Now, Vanguard, in their economic forecast for this next decade, had some sobering news. And I think it's just a factor that we are certainly 10 years closer to the next end of the business cycle. And they're thinking global equities are going to return a little less than 6% and global fixed income a little less than 3%. So if you've got a 60-40 allocation, meaning 60% equities, 40% fixed income, you're only looking at a return around 4%. So we would want clients to budget accordingly for lower expected returns in the short term, but over a long term you should be able in a moderate balanced portfolio get 5-6%.
And once again, that's before taxes.
That's
so
right.
If in the 24% tax bracket you're earning 5%, you can slash off a whole 1% off of that to end up with about 4%,
right?
And you're struggling. So that's why you really need to strive for some growth in your portfolio, and that's why most people cannot afford to put their money in government bonds and CDs
right.
long term.
Now you've got to have growth.
Gotcha. All righty, Stefan, thanks so much for the phone call. If you want Stefan's line, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. We got George, Mary, Jan, Olga. Hang on the line. We're not going anywhere. We got one more hour. We will continue to play it tomorrow.
Today.
Live from the Shred event at the Certified Financial Group at 1111 Douglas Avenue.